So while they're looking into Friday night's game against UCD, you've taken 4 points from the last two games. UCD haven't got anything out of their last two. Does that give you a stronger foot and then get into this next match at the Belfield?
I hope so, but at the same time, you know, our pass record up there isn't good. Probably a worse performance, and it wasn't mainly, you know, the fact that we were poor. It's the fact that UCD were very good when we went up there, albeit maybe 2.5-3 months ago. But the bet has come 3-3-0 in the Belfield Bowl the last time we were up there. And, you know, that's still very, very, you know, annoying, to put it that way, to you. But they ran out worthy winners that night, and there could have been more, you know. So that's, we know how we're going into tomorrow. We know how difficult it's going to be, especially up there.
How much pressure's on the opposition tomorrow, Ollie? Because they haven't picked up many points. They're sitting bottom of the table. There's players leaving the Belfield. Is this probably a good time to meet them then?
Well, there might be players coming out, but there's also players going in. And, you know, as I addressed before, the scholarship scheme that Jeremy McNally runs up there, you know, is a huge advantage to them. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining in any manner, but I just, you know, they'll get quality young lads in, and lads with League of Ireland experience. And I'd say there might be one or two surprises tomorrow night added to what they have. Now, they keep the ball and play a very good style of football, and it's a massive pitch up there. And we have struggled, not just 3 months ago, we struggled over the years, although we you know, I think the last time we won up there might have been in the playoff back in whatever year that was, 2015. And we know how we're going into tomorrow night, and we need to play very, very well to try and get something over us.
Yeah, but you're going into a game with confidence, Ollie, because you've got points on the board now.
At the same time, we had points on the board. We went up there 3 months ago as well. It's a difficult place to go. I mean, you know, the bigger sides like Shamrock Rovers and that, and Dundalk, they narrowly won 1-0 up there, while at home this seemed to, you know, be a bigger gap. But up in the Belfield Bowl, there's very, very little between the better sides in UCD. Don't mind us that are competing with them at the bottom end of the table.
Yeah, you mentioned there'll be changes on the UCD side possibly tomorrow night. The game's coming thick and fast, Ollie. Last Friday, Monday, and now this Friday. Will there be much change in the Harps lineup on Friday night?
Yeah, we'll probably have to freshen up. You know, like we've they'll have played 3 games in 7 days, and effectively we 2 weeks off before it, which is just, you know, a little bit crazy. We've no game then for another fortnight, like, so we have to freshen up. We changed a couple on Monday night, and we'll probably change a couple again tomorrow night to try and keep the energy levels there, because we need it. It's, as I said, it's a big, big pitch. They'll have the majority of possession, and they keep it very, very well.
On the signing front, Sean Doherty confirmed has moved to Harps during the week. Ollie, I'm sure you've been impressed with that player and what he's done in the North West. Is there going to be any more additions now in the next couple of days or weeks?
There might be, yeah. We're still on the lookout. We've one or two in on trial in that type of way. There won't be that many, if that makes sense, yeah. But Sean has come in. He's done quite well. He's been in with the group a couple of weeks now, and you know, he'll play his part in the next number of weeks. But we need to maybe ease him into it gradually as well, because it's a big step up, whether you know, we like it or not. And while he's had a great year with Greencastle and they've had a great season themselves, it's still a much difficult ask, you know, in the League of Ireland, the Premier Division, and in particular away from home.
Just finally then, Ollie, how big is this game on Friday night for Finn Harps, and the magnitude and the impact that we'll have going forward? Because if Harps can take 3 points here, it's going to put you in a stronger position and in a more solid position than you are at the moment. Could this be one of the telling games of the season?
Well, probably the 4 games of us in UCD are going to be telling points, not just this one. We would take a draw with open arms where we speak at the moment, but the last time we went up there, we'd have taken a draw, and we got far, far from it. You know, should UCD turn us over, they're 3 games in hand and a point behind. And, you know, which do you prefer, a point on the board or 3 games in hand? I'm not quite sure, but UCD would fancy their chances tomorrow night. They won't have any fear of us whatsoever. They've a very good record against us up there. Should we win? Yeah, but we need to play very, very well, I think, to try and get 3 points up there.